Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, April 29th, and I can't believe it's May this weekend. It's just, I feel like April has flown by, and I almost said June. My months are just messed up, I think. I think part of my problem is working at the veterinary clinic. We're so crazy busy right now, and we're booking so far out that I'm booking a lot of appointments actually in June, and so I have, like, in my head that June is next month, so I'm going to use that as my excuse. Anyway, welcome, everyone. And before I say hello to Cindy, I just want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have phone numbers or websites, things like that to write down if you haven't done that already. And, you know, we'll have YouTube channels and things that will help you not only learn, but also things to share with people that you're talking with that would like more information. So you'll want to be able to write those down and have that information for when those people ask you for it. And please press 1 on your phone if you've got any questions or comments, testimonials. We would love to hear from you. You know, as I always say, this show is really a lot about talking with you and getting your questions answered and hearing from all of you guys. So that's a big part of what we like this show to be. So please press 1 on your phone so I know when you all want to chat with us. And I, just as a reminder, again, for this show, we do need to keep it to stories with horses, using the horse unit, and really, you know, behavioral and training type stories or questions. So just for this forum. All right. So on that note, I'm going to say hi to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey and everybody. And it's another almost beautiful morning here in Northern California. So happy to be here. I've been having having fun going back through the Land Rover event from last weekend, a lot of showing the clips of replays, and it was a real brutal show. So Beamer played a huge role there behind the scenes in helping some horses that we thought might otherwise not be able to continue after slipping or sliding or having accidents on the cross country, and both riders and horses were able to continue. So Beamer was an unsung hero in that respect, but it's kind of fun to see some of the replays. And the one where our ambassador Boyd Martin and his horse Thomas slipped and fell just before the last fence, it was a head over heels tumble. It was pretty scary. You realize that these are dangerous sports, and it should all be about helping people be able to prevent injuries by building up their immune system when they can and recover when they are hurt and helping stay safe. So anyway, that's what I've been doing recently. So to hear what people want to ask today.
Yeah, that's great. So Cindy, where are you going? Just so that if people are interested in that, they can go and watch it too. Where are you going to look at all that?
Well, excuse me. There was... they did a lot of live presentation, if you will, online. And so one of my actual suggestions for people today as a business tip is if you want to learn more about different writing disciplines, and they're all very different. For example, a lot of people don't know what 3-day eventing is. It sounds like, well, maybe that you have something going on every for 3 days, but that's really not what it is. It's a incredibly demanding kind of discipline that combines three. And it's kind of, you could compare it to a triathlon for humans, if you will. But horses have to be able to go over a cross-country course, which is up and down hills, over all kinds of fences and obstacles and in and out of water. And it's a timed event, so they have to go clear, hopefully, and also fast. And then they have to switch gears, if you will, and do dressage. Excuse me. And then they have stadium jumping. So it's really demanding a horse to switch from many different, from a calm focus to balls out fast and things like that. You can watch some of the replays from our ambassadors that were there, such as Boyd Martin, and then we do have a brand new eventing fellow, that the ambassador that we just brought on, and that's going to be, hold on, I haven't got his name down yet because I keep forgetting anyway, but it's Doug Payne. Doug Payne, who's really a top-notch competitor. So anyway, my suggestion is that if you go and onto social media as a tool and you follow the ambassador's individual pages on disciplines you're interested in, you'll find out more about that discipline, but they also post a lot of videos of that. I believe you can still get one under the Land Rover Kentucky website. So you could look at that as well. But that wouldn't necessarily have people that were it would have all competitors, not necessarily our Beamer ones. And so if you want to be more specific, you'd go to the individual ambassadors' pages. And I really suggest that because that way you get to know more about them, and you might and you also get to learn more about whatever their particular discipline, their event is. And to that extent, it'll make you feel closer and feel more comfortable in sharing information if you find a competitor who's also in those same disciplines.
Great. Yeah, that's a really great idea for people that are wanting to learn more about, horses and different disciplines and what people are doing with their horses in these different disciplines so that you know how to talk to them. That's a really great. I last week had my stepbrother is a reiner down in Texas, and there was a big show down there, and you can watch him live, and so we had family telling us like he's up in a couple, and so I was able to watch him ride a few times.
Oh,
and
cool.
A couple before him was actually that Cade McCutcheon. Is that how you say it? McCutcheon?
Yeah.
McCutcheon?
Yeah.
And so I got to watch him ride too, which was fun because I was like, oh, he's a Beamer ambassador. That's fun. So I got to watch him ride, do his run. And then my brother was a couple after him. It's fun to watch. And then even if you don't know much about reining, you can watch, three, four, five, six of them, do that pattern because it's a pattern that they do in reining. And they have to really stick to that pattern. And you can, even if you don't know much about reining or about horses, you can watch those patterns and you start to learn, like, who does it really well. And, based on those scores, you can start kind of learning, a little bit about it and what they're actually, needing to do. And reining's a pretty fun one to watch anyway because it's a short pattern that they do. It's pretty dynamic when you're watching them, the spins and the slides and things. So,
well, and also, what I remember from my daughter showing in reining is that the pattern changes. And one of the challenges sometimes, now when you're talking at the level that you are, the competitors are going to have the pattern down, but often at more smaller shows and things, if you go off course, you're going to get disqualified. So it's very complicated sometimes. The patterns involve similar movements, but it depends on, how many circles fast or slow or where you do the flying lead changes, things like that. And so the riders have to be right on point there. So
Yeah, and it was a several-day event, so I watched him several days, and, you know, each day the pattern changes. And, you know, some patterns are simpler than others. Like the first day I watched, I was like, oh, that seems like a pretty simple, you know, and the lead changes were, you know, on a slow circle, so it was a lot, you know, easier. And then there was, you know, some that were, and then the, I think it was the third day I watched with my brother that was really complicated. I mean, there didn't seem to be anything predictability about it. And the lead change was after a fast circle, you know, as they crossed over in that figure eight. And so I was, and it, you know, you could see that it was a lot harder, obviously, than some of the others. And it obviously, and the result was the scores were a lot lower that day. So.
yeah. Understandably.
Yeah.
And, following up while you were talking, too, I looked at the Facebook page that I was mentioning, and it's called Land Rover, two words, because that's who sponsored it this time, Land Rover Kentucky three-day event. And part of the challenges there is the day they were bringing the horses in, it snowed, and then it rained.
Oh, geez.
It poured, and so the cross-country course was really slippery and dangerous, and that's why we had so many falls. And it's really lucky, in case you don't know it or you haven't seen it, that Boyd Martin and Amir, who's just her first time at this level on Q, they took fourth place overall, but they were the top American. And
awesome.
So that was excellent results given the challenging weather that they had to go through.
Yeah, that changes all the rules when the weather takes over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what we kind of wanted to do today, because, again, we kind of have been trying to mirror a little bit, or at least part of our show, with what they're doing on Mondays, you know, the new kind of quick start training. And this is week four of their four-week training, so it was kind of a wrap-up. So I just wanted to see if anyone wanted to chat with us from what we've been talking about for the last few weeks of have you been working on when somebody says, what is Beamer, what your response is, and, you know, 30 words or less, or, you know, 10 seconds or less. What's your just real quick response to what is Beamer? Because you're going to get that a lot if you haven't already, if you don't know that already, you will soon learn that people will say, what is Beamer? And it's best to have a good answer. And it can be multiple answers because the answer may depend on who you're talking about, talking to, whether you're talking about horse versus human, of course, we're talking about horse on this show, but, you know, you can have several of those quick little, this is what Beamer is, depending on who you're talking to. And as you heard from all of us hosts and guests that we had on, everyone's some just a little bit different, some are very different. And so hopefully you were able to learn some from us and you were able to kind of work on what yours was going to be. We also talked about objections and creating value. So if anybody has any, you know, questions on any of the things we've talked about the last few weeks or want to share what they've learned and developed because of what we talked about, that would be really great. We'd love to hear from all of you guys. So we want to make sure that what we're doing, you guys are interested in and learning from. So please press 1 on your phone because we would really love to hear from you. In the meantime, I've got Jane on the phone with us. So let's see what Jane has to share with us. Whoops. Good morning, Jane. We're probably not
good
morning for you. Hello.
Good morning, you all. Well, Cindy, I'm happy to tell you that I watch every single ride, and 3 day is my very favorite of the sports.
Pretty exciting.
And I'd like to just kind of clarify a couple things, if I might add to. It is a 3 day event. Now it's actually 4 days because the entries are so much larger. There were 60. Three, I believe, riders coming from 8 different countries. This is one of the largest events in the world. They do dressage the first day, and that is to show and reveal the suppleness, movement, and discipline of the horse. And then they do cross-country, always on Saturday. Dressage being Thursday and Friday with a very large one, Friday and a smaller. And then they do the cross country. And as far as the snow, that was a typical spring snow shower in the evening and during the day a little bit. It was actually beautiful because flower blossoms are out and it was covered with little glistening snow. Not a lot. It was a lot of hard work covering up all the flowers on all the obstacles, however. But they went off Saturday morning in good weather, and it wasn't too bad. But, of course, they also, I just want to point out, so many sports are dangerous. And three-day eventing does a lot to keep it from being too dangerous, meaning, for instance, on the horse's hoof, they have shoes. I used to do this myself. And in those shoes, and jumpers do this too, you can screw on, and I'll just use lay terms, you can screw on a different size of what would be like a little cleat, a cleat, a ground grabber. And let me tell you, there could be 10 different sizes of these things, and they know how to apply them according to the footing. So that helps. And one of the horses, in fact, the horse that won the event from Great Britain, he threw a shoe. So he did have slips here and there. He didn't fall. He didn't have any problems, but his rider had to work extra harder. I hope I'm not boring everybody. They also, with these obstacles, have frangibles now. For instance, Tammy Smith's horse, which is a favorite, and she also uses the Beamer, by the way. I think Janet, our buddy Janet Springer Spangler lined her up with it. I forgot what I was going to say. She had a mishap at a fence. And she said if it hadn't been frangible and part of the log would not have come down, her horse might have been hurt. So there's many things that are being done to assuage the brilliance of these cross-country rides, and this, of course, is the highest level. And then on the last day, they do the stadium, and that's basically a test of endurance, but also the stamina for the next day and how the horses come out again, how they came out of the endurance, and that's a great test of their energy continuing. And you could see a couple horses that were really tired. And I brought Boyd Martin in, and when we have more time and I haven't talked so much, I'll tell you that story, which is very, very much fun.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jane. But yeah, it really shows how demanding the sport is, you know, and these competitions. So thanks for, you know, clarifying some of the detail parts, because I think a lot of people are not familiar with that.
Well, and there's a lot of talk about how dangerous it is. And there is talk about youngsters in Pony Club and their parents don't want them to event because of the danger. Well, this eventing came around via the cavalry, really. And it's based on a lot of things cavalry horses had to do in war, jump over big creeks and stuff, which they don't do anymore. But it's similar to some of the obstacles they might meet in a situation like that, and that's how it started. But I think everything is how you look at it, and I don't like to promote the danger of three-day. After all, you ride horses. You all know this. There's a lot of ways you can be hurt pretty badly. And by the way, the other thing is all of Boyd's horses, the two that did fall, his first one at the head of the lake, and the second one was actually the third-to-last fence. I've walked that course, and that third-to-last fence was a very demanding second element in that total obstacle. And it was a little high and angled, and I thought that was one of the toughest. And that was a really tough fence to have at the end when the horses are a little tired. And I can tell you that William Fox Pitt probably, along with one other, the most famous eventer in the world. He's 52. He had the exact same fall on that obstacle. So Boyd was in very good company. And I can laugh because they're all fine after it. They all walk.
Yeah,
away.
They're fine. And that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Really the important thing.
Of course
thing.
It is. But they love this. There are no competitors that I know of, maybe polo. No competitors, and certainly the horses are just the stars at resolve and resilience and dedication to the sport.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, anyone who knows horses and any kind of pretty much anything you do can be dangerous with them. I mean, if, whether you're talking about, you know, the English end with the eventing and the jumping, I mean, you know, some of those high jumps, that's dangerous for everybody. To rodeo and, you know, reining, it can be really hard on the horses, too, with those the slides and,
oh,
the
yeah.
and things like that, too. So any of these... Any of these sports can be hard on both horse and rider, and so that's where we come in, people. That's where
exactly.
we can come in with Beamer for horses and for the owners. So it's the perfect marriage of, you know,
a
sport
one
and or
website?
A hobby. Yeah, of course. Just 1 second. I was just gonna. A perfect marriage of a. You know, a hobby and or a sport or, you know, profession with a tool that can help everybody. So it's really a great combination. So go ahead, Jane.
Well, I was going to add, and I love everything. It's so true, everything you said, and these people that compete in all these multiple different disciplines with this equine. You know, it's the only sport in the world where a competitor is not solo. They work with a non-human, right?
Yep.
For anyone who might want to know more and watch this sport, the United States Equestrian, the United States Eventing Association, USEA, has a website along with a website called Eventing Nation, and you can watch darn near every event that's going on in the United States and elsewhere, because they're worldwide, well, and Australia and New Zealand. And you can see that on eventingnation.com. Very easy to find and be a real good education for anybody who wants to know more about it.
Cool. Thank you
so much, Jane.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And
well, thanks for letting me be so long-winded.
No, thanks for being on, Jane. We always appreciate having you on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Go ahead. Do we have other callers?
No, not so far. Nobody else wants to talk with
okay.
us.
Okay. Well, just, you know, in the same vein of what we were saying about Beamer is such an important application for anybody who competes, whether they're a human athlete or a horse athlete, because as we know in the field of sports, it's all about your recovery, and particularly if you have more than one run or class during the day, you want to be able to for your body to regenerate and refresh and be able to handle the next event. And that's really what Beamer is so helpful for. So keep that in mind when if you talk with people who are competitive riders, because they're very interested in their horses being able to be recovering and able to keep up. Sometimes some of the shows that go on, they go on for weeks and months, or even if it's just several days over the weekend. So that's something to just keep in mind when you talk to a competitor. And another thing,
Cindy,
that
I said nobody wanted to talk to us, and there's three more. So go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, good.
We just said three good. That popped up as soon as I said nobody wanted to chat with us. So.
Oh, well, no, that's more important than what I was going to say. Go ahead. Let's get
All right. We'll take this first one. Area code 516. Area code 516, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. I think it's me. This is
Hello,
last
yes.
one, but that's – yeah. This is Tara. Fulmer, and
okay.
I'm currently in Indiana, but I live in Sarasota normally. And when you were talking about injuries, that are, you know, all the things that can happen in, you know, events, and in even before events or after events, it reminded me of something that happened just recently, which is a happy story. And part of it was, there's part of it I can't talk about, but I've been using Beamer for, excuse my throat, for 3.5 or almost 4 years. Yeah, it's getting close. And my body has gotten so much stronger and better. And I hadn't ridden but one time since I started Beamer, and that was about 2 or 3 years ago. And then I got a chance to ride the other night bareback, several different, the three different horses in one night. And I don't know if you remember what it feels like to try to, you know, use your legs to be on a horse. And
it's totally
horse.
Different muscles that you use on a horse. Yep, definitely. No matter how good a shape you are, it's different muscles. Yep.
But anyway, so I rode, and I stayed on. And this one horse, it's very frisky. It was very cold in Georgia, where I was riding, where we were, you know, just getting out to the horses, and the one started to buck, and she's the real competitive barrel racing horse, quarter horse, named Heidi, and she just happens to be, you know, a frisky girl normally, and so I was able to stay on her and get her head back up a couple of times because my friend said, go ahead and run her from the corner to the barn. And of course she wanted to go back to the barn, but she didn't necessarily want me on her. And so I had to keep pulling her head up. I didn't have a bridle on her either, just a halter and a strap. So this was really impromptu. And I was just so thrilled that I stayed on her. And I hadn't gotten to Beamer her yet, but she had been involved. I guess I can't even talk about the other thing that had happened before that. But I wanted to say that, because I'm 69 and not normally riding horses, although I used to do it more. And I wanted to say, have somebody maybe mentioned something about the behavior improvements that happen when you Beamer a horse, and how much more manageable they are when they've been Beamered.
Absolutely, we talk about that all the time. Is that, you know, they kind of start out almost warmed up, and you know, there are horses that, you know, need 15 minutes. There are horses that need 30 minutes of warm up before they become kind of, you know, relaxed and soft in your hands and things like that. So Beamer can definitely help with those type of horses. So absolutely, yeah.
Anyway, so it's so great for both the horse and the rider to be
Beamered.
and we don't get, you know, upset at all by their behaviors either. I mean, when we're Beamer, and I was just so calm.
Yep.
I just didn't even,
well, good.
You know.
Well, thank you for sharing, and I'm glad you got to go do that. That sounds like it was fun. And
so
thanks for calling.
Everybody to, you know, just to get on those horses whenever you get a chance, because when you're Beamering, and if you can Beamer the horse, it's just a whole new experience.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. All right. Our next caller is area code 858, and this number looks familiar. Is this Ian?
Yes, it is, and I got a quick comment. This Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. A lot of people want to know what horses are using the Beamer. There's one trainer that I do know that uses it, John Sadler. The horse is Rock Your World. It's a 5-1, 6-1 favorite in there. So just letting you guys know.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's great.
Thank you
so much.
I don't know if the other trainers are using it at all, but I thought I'd at least get two bits and make it quick for you guys so you can get other people.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank
it's always
you,
fun
Ian.
To know ahead
yeah.
of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can keep our eye. I mean, obviously, there's probably other trainers that may or may not be using Beamer, but we know one for sure is, and that's always going to be fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is fun. I'm going to enjoy watching that and knowing that. So, all right. And
yeah.
Our last caller, which I think we have just enough time to get to, is area code 407. Area code 407, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, how are you guys?
Thank you so much
for Blog Talk. I just enjoy the show so much. My name is Sherry. I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I wanted to give a little shout out for, I'm probably going to just butcher her name, but Muriel Duffegenes. She hosted a Beamer horse workshop last weekend in Tampa, Florida, and I traveled down to see that, and I'm a human Beamer person, and my horse experience is a few trail rides, a few rodeos, and a couple friends that have horses. So I've been really interested in learning more about the horse Beamer unit, and she had a group of us to her home and had a couple horses there and beamed both the horses and gave us a lot of ins and outs of her experiences. And she's a professional equine therapist and uses Beamer with her therapies, and she's also a group leader, and so she was just fascinating to listen to. I learned so much from her. She was wonderful with us, and her horses were just gorgeous and so fun, and it was so worth the experience. And part of our group traveled all the way down from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because they didn't have this experience anywhere close. So they traveled all the way down to Florida for this. So we really enjoyed it. And I just wanted to thank her for putting on that and all the things that we learned. It was great.
Yeah, Muriel does a
That's
great
really
job.
That's really great.
Yeah, she has the advantage of having a barn at home so that we can have in-person live classes. And that's one thing that we've always kind of aimed towards, is to be able to say, to really learn about the horse sit. We want to have live classes, but the pandemic has raised, you know, issues for that. So hopefully we'll get to be able to do more of that around the country. And that's part of the goal. So thanks for that feedback. I'll be sure to pass that on to Muriel.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sherry. That's great that you got to go down there. And I know you were among good company when hoping and wanting some more of that hands-on training, because it's really what's needed. So thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to tack on one thing to what you said. If people are thinking about, you know, how to talk about Beamer. And oftentimes what we do is to say, well, okay, if it has to be short or 30 seconds or something, or just one sentence, that's going to be the longest sentence in the world. I'm going to cram every possible thing that I could possibly think of into that sentence. And that is not always the best choice, I will say, because one of the things that you want when you are talking with someone and they say, oh, what does that Beamer do, or what is it, is you want to say something that's just going to pique their curiosity, so that the next response from them is, oh, that sounds interesting. Tell me more. I don't understand. Tell me more about it. You don't want to try and tell them everything at once, because, number one, they won't remember everything that you put in that long run-on sentence, and they'll probably be overwhelmed. But if you say enough, you know, it's something I use on my horse every day, and it's really changed his behavior and his whole outlook. I love it. That's vague enough and not detailed enough in that particular instance that somebody would say, well, how does that work? Tell me more about it. You want to engage them, and if you think about it kind of like a little dance, you want to say something that will intrigue them, that will make them step forward, lean in, engage with you. So that's my recommendation for practice. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. But try and remember that the object is not always to cram as much information as you can into your response.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's when it starts turning in from like a quick phrase to you're, you know, just spewing out all this information, and it's they stop listening to you. So that's why that's why one of my favorite things of all these, everyone that has said, you know, like what they say, and one of my favorites was Tiff, who said, let me show you.
Yes.
Short, sweet, to the point, and they're like, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So you want
them to step forward, not to go, whoa, I don't know what in the hell that person just said. So I'm intimidated. I'm going to walk away. That was too much.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm guilty of that. Not usually in, like, the first sentence, but I am guilty of, you know,
saying too much information because I know all this stuff and I know everything that it does and I just want to share it with them. So I often have to I have to physically stop myself because
yeah.
I want to share it.
Me too. Because I am so excited
about it and I want to share it. Yeah. So,
but it's not
about
how much you know. It's about what will interest them.
Yeah.
And it's a change in your mindset, you know, and it takes a while to get there. I mean, we've all done that. We've done the data dump.
Yeah.
And,
and I still fall into that sometimes and I have to stop myself.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's a hard habit to break. So that's why it takes practice. So, you know, engage your friends, your family, anybody, you know, to kind of practice with them, you know, and see how, you know, if they can give you some ideas that you'll feel more effective, if you will, in communicating. And that's really what the point is.
Yeah, because even for those family members that are like, seriously, you're talking about the Beamer again, which is, you know, most of my family, to me, they'll still listen to you and they'll still help you. And they'll probably be the most brutally honest with you too. So those are the best kind because you know they'll give you the honest feedback and so use those people around you. Most of the time they're going to be happy to help. So, all right. Well, I think that was a really good show. I think we covered a lot of different things and heard from some different people, and I'm excited about being able to, you know, we're starting to get back into the time where those eventings are, you know, they're going on, which we didn't get this a lot last year. I didn't get to watch my brother Rain at all last year. You know, a lot of these 3-day eventings, all these were all canceled, you know. It's the Derby coming up and knowing there's a horse using Beamer that I can watch and go, oh, that one's using Beamer. These are super fun things to be able to do and watch. So I love being able to do that again, and I think we missed that a lot last year. So it's coming back a little bit.
No kidding. Yeah. there's a horse in the Derby. He's got very long odds, but his name is Soup and Sandwich.
Oh,
so some of the names they give these horses are really pretty interesting.
I know. All right. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening and for your questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. And also, please remember our shows are always recorded, and so you can go to blogtalkradio.com/BEMERIBDS and listen to all the recordings. So either this one, if you can't remember the name of that horse that was in, you know, they're going to race this weekend or whatever it might be, or any of our past recordings with some of our guests, they're all there. So feel free to go in there and look at all of them. And also, of course, for all the other days of the week, all the recordings are there as well. So, all right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye for this week and talk to you all next Thursday. Please listen to all the other days. They're doing some great things on Blog Talk to kind of help you guys. So more training tools, the better. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye and talk to you all next Thursday. Bye, Cindy, and bye, everyone. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.